Hare Krishna. Question: was Dhruva Maharaj's determination in the mode of passion or was it transcendental? Answer: yes, it was initially in the mode of passion, but by the expert guidance of his spiritual master, that passionate determination helped Dhruva Maharaj practice the process of bhakti, which took him towards transcendence. The Bhagavatam appreciates the fact that Dhruva Maharaj man aho kshatri tejasam man bhangam amrishyatam, that Dhruva Maharaj could not tolerate anger, could not tolerate the dishonor, and this is wonderful. How kshatriyas, they cannot tolerate dishonor. And Narada Muni actually appreciates, speak this in a laudatory way, but then if one is dishonored and one cannot tolerate the dishonor, what does one do? Rather than just going into a temper tantrum or just going into a destructive tirade, rather than doing that, by the guidance of his mother, who told him, don't just rant against, don't just resent your mother or your stepmother, your father or your stepmother. He says, go to Vishnu, he will satisfy you. And then in his search for Vishnu, it was Narad Muni who guided him how to perform bhakti. So, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. That somehow or the other we need to fix the mind on Krishna. And based on our particular natures, we may have particular dispositions. And according to those dispositions, we will experience certain emotions. We cannot avoid the experience of those emotions, but we can direct ourselves from those emotions. We can direct those emotions in such a way that with the guidance of the sages, with the guidance of devotees, we can move onwards towards Krishna and attain Krishna. We can progress in bhakti. So, whether it something has originated in passion or ignorance or goodness, that is not as important as where it directs us towards. We cannot at this stage, in our sadhana stage, when we are conditioned, we cannot suddenly start experiencing spiritual emotions. But the expertise of the process of bhakti under the guidance of devotees is that whatever emotions may originate from anywhere, we can calibrate and regulate those emotions in such a way that they take us towards Krishna and not away from Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.